Our next story is about a part of immigrant life in the U.S. that sometimes goes unnoticed. It's the fact that immigrant workers are more educated than ever before. They're just as likely to hold a bachelor's degree as U.S. citizens. But often that education doesn't cross over, which prevents people from continuing the careers they had back home. Reporter Ashley Kleek noticed this imbalance in the nursing world, where there's a labor shortage, but she also found programs trying to bridge the gap.
Francinez Saint-Louis-Defense was working as a nurse in Haiti when the massive earthquake struck in 2010. She rushed to care for women. She delivered babies.
I took care of people with HIV too, mother with HIV, taking care of the babies too.
Defense had found her calling. But in 2016, she moved to New York to be with her husband. She left her country and her career behind. Because to be a nurse in the U.S., you have to be certified here. It makes sense, but it also means that despite 8 years as a nurse in Haiti, Defense had to start over.
I could not work as a nurse, so I started working as an aide, health aide.
A home health aide, helping people with their meds, food, doctor's visits.
Types of basic stuff, so it's not anything related to nursing.
For Defense to be a nurse again, she needed to pass the certification exam, called the NCLEX. Most nurses educated in the U.S. nail it on their first try, but only 40% of immigrant nurses educated abroad make it through. Defense tried studying on her own, but the material and the language barrier overwhelmed her. Then she heard about a program at LaGuardia Community College in New York to help immigrant nurses like her prep for the test. The program's tough. 6 hours a day, 4 days a week, for 8 months.
Asterixis. Does anybody remember what that means?
On a recent evening, about 15 women from all over the world, Haiti, Nepal, Honduras, China, sit with their prep books with paragraphs highlighted in pink and yellow. Tonight's lesson is on kidney failure.
Following completion of dialysis, what would you expect the client to exhibit?
A
weight loss, right?
Instructor Phil Gimber moves through the answers, while another instructor writes out difficult words like creatine, ketones, and diluted on a long sheet of butcher paper. Some of the women are tired. It's late. Many have families and other jobs. Tanya Ramirez, who works with the program, says many of the students are like Defense, underemployed.
If they are working, they're working minimum wage jobs where they have to sit on the sidelines and basically not use any of their skills and know-how.
It's know-how the U.S. needs. At least 1 million more nurses will be in demand over the next few years to care for aging Americans. And the immigrant nurses coming out of this class are doing really well on that big certification exam, with a 75% pass rate. And that motivated Defense to stick with it.
If people before you made it, they passed the exam, they come from other country, they do a lot of sacrifice, they make, you can do that too. They're not supernatural people.
But it's been hard for Defense. When she got into the test prep program, her husband was stationed at an army base in Florida. Defense knew she'd need to work weekends and study during the week, and that she couldn't do that while also caring for her baby daughter. So she sent her daughter to stay with her grandma in Haiti while she studied for the test.
I sacrificed my family to be able to finish the program.
She did finish the program and pass the NCLEX exam. She's a nurse in the U.S. But there's a hitch. To work at a hospital in New York, Defense is required to have a bachelor's degree, too. Defense has 4.5 years of college, 3 years of nursing school, and a year plus of midwife training. But the U.S. doesn't count the midwife part.
So they not consider all my studies together. So they just consider my nursing school. So I have to complete again for my bachelor degree.
So she signed up for college, part-time. She should finish in about 5 years. But at least with the nursing exam out of the way, Defense has brought her daughter back from Haiti. The family's all together now. After work one Saturday, Defense's husband makes a huge pot of stew. Their daughter rides a pink bike up and down the hallway. Defense is pretty tired. She's finished a long shift at a dialysis lab and still has classwork to do for her degree. But she says she's thinking of 5 years from now, when she'll be working in a hospital as a nurse. For The World, Ashley Kleek, New York.
That story is part of our Brain Gain series on immigrants and education. For more stories, just go to theworld.org/braingain.